All right, let's learn. Loisida Sharachicha Seyoy Nidachim, you should not see. The axe of your brother or Seyoy Sheet Nidachim pushed down, pushed away. Vihisalam to him and the hide yourself from them. But instead, Hashav Tishavim Lachicha, you shall surely return them to your brother. Okay, let's see over here what it says. Let's see what it says over here in Pasik in Rashi. Rashi. Vesalamta, do not go see and koivesh ayin kilul inaroya. Go and hide your eyes. The word koivesh is a good word. It's an interesting word. Koivesh means to suppress your eyes. Ki ilu lo inaroya, you do not see him. Loisire vesalamta, loisire vesalisha tisalim imenu. Do not see. Also, shetisalim imenu, zeop should do not look at it so that you shall conceal yourself. Okay, we'll go over this again in a moment. So there are times when you are allowed to hide yourself, and it's not lefi kavodei. Okay, let's go review the pasuk. You have an axe of your brother, or his sheep, nidochim. What does it mean of nidochim? What does it mean nidochim? It's lost. Okay, I guess it means it got lost. Nidochim means it pushed away. It's lost. Vehisalamto. And when you see it, you decide to be misalim, to conceal it, to make believe as if you did not see it. Instead, this pasuk is a very powerful pasuk. The mitzvah shavas aveda. See over here the unkelus. Unkelus says, "Lesich ze yos toida da'achuch, the axe of your brother, or yos imre hishit the to'an de'ah." So here it says he adds in some very important words to explain the pasuk. The to'an. That is loaded. Okay, it says nidochim. So I thought nidochim means it's being pushed away. It's getting lost. It's beginning to wander out into an unknown location where it's not going to be found. That's not what Targum is. Targum says ditoan, that it's loaded. Okay, it's loaded with a burden that's beyond its capacity, and now it's going to be injured. And conceal yourself from the animal. Instead, return. Aso means to bo. Asova tisovinun la'achuch. You shall surely return the animal to your brother. Now let's see the atzario here. Obviously, we've been machlokes over here. What's going on with the this pasuk? So here is ditoan. So right away, I told you over here, unkelus hoisif de. The tigim kilu kosev asher nidochim asher v'chem v'nidachto tigim v'to anei kosev rabban kambalav shal loisirech shorachicha nidochim hoisef hamikol al ha'nama b'shemayis kisir shorachicha v'toyeh t'hosam to midarko v'yochol l'hatoyse d'chaderech b'lo omol b'godol ma'asha einkin kan shakosev nidochim baruchol mimenu it disappeared entirely. Now wait, so what over here, what's going on? Over here, I'm a little bit confused over here when it means nidochim. But let's just read a little, finish up and we'll come back and explain. The sichvish, l'shon halama, don't hide yourself. Perish shemalim, enav oim mastir ponav, you close your eyes or you turn your face. You conceal your eyes. And that's it. Okay, so let's now go back and try to understand what's going on over here. As far as I understand, the word nidochim means... The word vito'an means it is loaded. They're not addressing this point. Over here he's telling us that this, we already have a pasuk that discussed exactly this point in Parshas Mishpatim. If you have an axe, the shah of your friend, and it says, it says the pasuk in Shemos, ki sire shor oyevecha, the axe of your enemy, toyeh. Now the word toyeh there means, it means lost. Isn't that what it means? Toeh? Toeh means it's straight. Toeh. And here the pasuk does not say the word, it says the word nidochim. And the question is why in Mishpatim does it say the word toeh? And why there does it say the acts of your enemy? And here it says the acts of your friend. Okay, is that what it says? It says over here in this pasuk, it says Lesir Shor Ochicha. Not your enemy, the acts of your brother. And there it says the acts of your enemy. So we have a lot of questions to ask. Here it says, you shall not see the ox of your brother. There it says, of your enemy. Oy seir, sheep. Now, over there, does it say the word sheep? Does he quote Sol Pasek? He says, here the Pasek is Kisra Sharavicha Vechulu. Okay, I don't know, we have to go over a little Pasek. We'll go look at them maybe in a moment, we'll see. And here, there it's the word Toyeh. And here it says the word, and here it says the word Nidochim. The Targum in both places is exactly the same thing. The Targum in both places translates the word Toeh and the word Nidochim with the word To'an. And Rashi and the Ramban says, no, there is a difference between the word Toeh and the word Nidochim. The word Toeh means it only went slightly off the Derech. Whereas the word Nidochim means it really ran away to a very, very far away place. It went far, far off the Derech. So in both places it says, don't make believe you're not aware. You shall certainly return it, bring it back, return it. Okay, now, let me get a chumash. Let me get a chumash. We have to really look up this pasuk. I have to get a chumash. Give me half a second to retrieve one. In fact, the guy over here, the Ma'atzar, because they have the Ma'atzar, they have a commentary over there, will be able to know what the Targum over there says. This is, the Pasuk is in Shemos Chav Gimel Dalet. Shemos Chav Gimel Dalet. Okay, Kisiria Chamor. Now, here, okay, there's a very big difference. Okay, this says the word Chamor. It doesn't say the word Shar. There's so many differences. I don't know what he's quoting. He's quoting Shemos Chav Gimel Dalet. Shemos Chav Gimel Dalet. He's quoting it. No, it does say Kisifka. Kisifka. It says Kisifka. There's a mistake here. Okay, there's no question that over here in the Ma'atzar he made a mistake. Because if you go look in Shemos Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, Chav Gimel Dalet doesn't say Kisir Shor Oyvecha. It says Kisifka. Okay, so there's a tohus here. Whoever wrote this made a mistake. It says, Kisifga, if you will meet the shor, the axe, oy yivicha, of your enemy, oy chalmoiroi, okay, so it's an axe or a donkey, toyeh, that is wandering, hoshev tishuven lo. The next pasuk says, Kisire, not Kisifga, chalmor soy nachor, roivet tachas masoi, who's lying under a very big burden, v'chadalta me'azayv loy, don't think you can ignore him, or zayv ta'azayv imay. So there are two psukim back-to-back in Mishpatim. One pasuk talks about an animal that is lost, and the second pasuk talks about an animal that is suffering underneath a very large burden. Here, in our pasuk, what do we have in our pasuk? We have here, okay, the word nidochim needs explanation. Return it. And then he goes, he's far away, take it into your house. Now, the next pasuk goes on to say, pasuk dal in our sugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugug V'salamtaliyam. Hakeim takim inoy. Here it says a donkey of your brother or shoyroi. So let's clarify something over here. We have over here a series of psukim over here now in our section. The first pasuk talks about a creature that is in a matzav called nidochim. The second set of pasuk says we're dealing with a donkey that is in a matzav of nofel. Okay, it's worthy to notice the terminology. That is the terminology. Nidochim and noifelin. When the animal is in a matzav of nidochim, what are you supposed to do? Hashav tishivim, hashavas aveda. When the animal is in a matzav of nofel, what do you do? Hakeim takim. Okay, are we clear with that? That's what we have over here in this week's parash, Parashas Kiseitze. But in Parashas Mishpatim, there, it is, the order is reversed. Well, no, it's now, I shouldn't say, no, it's now reversed. I said it's not reversed, I'm sorry, it's not reversed, but the terms are very different. When it comes to an animal which you're going to return, the term is not nidochim, but it is to'eh. And when it comes to the animal that what says over is nofel, it says kisire chamor sonacho roivates. It's roivates tachas masoi. So what do? Azoiv ta azoiv. You shall assist. So it seemingly is discussing the same situation. Our parasha is discussing the case. There are two different cases. The case of the animal is lost. You have to help him. And the second case, where the animal is overwhelmed, it's carrying a burden that's overwhelming. And it says the same exact thing in Parashas Mishpatim. However, there are major differences. And the first difference we're coming to focus on is the terminology. Here, when we want to talk about an animal that is lost, we use the term nidochim, whereas in Parashas Mishpatim, we use the word to'eh. And the second halacha, describing an animal that is overwhelmed by a burden that it cannot carry, in our parasha, the term in our parasha is nofel. And there, in Parashas Mishpatim, the term is roivetz. And what do you do to an animal that is roivetz? In Mishpatim, you're azoiv to azoiv. And our parasha itself says, hakim tokim, you shall surely help him. So, and this itself, in and of itself, is very fascinating. Now we have over here Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Kiseitze, describing the same situation, and we are using different terminology. And the other obvious difference between the two parshas is here we're describing an enemy. I mean, here we're describing a brother. Glosiras shor ochicha oiseyoi, you shall return it to leochicha. Then we go to the next parsha when it comes to the chamora ochicha. Over here, we're dealing with your brother. Back in Parashas Mishpatim, we don't talk about your brother. We talk about Kisifka, Shor, Oyivicha, your enemy. You shall return it to him. It doesn't conclude the word to your brother. Just return it to him. And then when it talks about the animal is falling down, it, number one, it says the word is Sonacha. Instead of Oyev, there's an Oyev and a Soine. Two different types of enemies. An oyev and a soine, and what does it say? It says the word roivetz, tachas masoi. It uses a different term, and they also get it as an enemy. Okay, so they're very obviously there are a lot of differences. And Rashi, okay, let's go to Rashi. No, it doesn't seem like Rashi doesn't address it over there. Rashi there does not address this. Okay, Rashi does not address this. And over here, so what in the world is going on? So the only thing we know so far over here is that according to the Ramban, at least when it comes to the case the animal gets lost, he differentiates. Here it says the word to'eh, and there it says the word, and here it says the word nidochim, which means that it's really lost. It's lost far, far away. You're not going to be able to retrieve it. And here, it's not lost so much. It's not lost all that much. You have an obligation to go and reach him. That's what the Ramban says. He makes a difference. Nidochim means that it's really, really lost. It's a goner. And in Parashas Mishpatim, it's not such a goner. It's only a little lost. So then you have an obligation to return it. And then you can give a simple answer. I think that might explain it a little bit. Because think about it. You go and you see you have an enemy. Think about it like this. I mean, I've had this situation. I have a lot of enemies. I had this situation where you go. Let's say you. I'll give you a very simple example. There's a guy in shul you really don't like. You're not on speaking terms with. Chas v'sholem. You're not on speaking terms with. And you see that he left on the table his wallet. And the shul is a safe place. The shul, there are cameras in the shul. Who comes to shul? You're now. You don't really have. You haven't heard of a gnev in a long time. So I know who lost the wallet. I'm not on speaking terms with him. Am I going to go call him up and say, you left your wallet on the table? Am I obligated to call him up and do that? Mark, what would you say? Am I obligated to go call him up? So yeah?
Somebody else.
Oh, okay, right. A very good Fedechanami. Very good. Tell someone else. It's very good. Excellent. Let's say there's no one around. So what will happen? I know what will happen by me. I'll be Moira Heter. I'll say to myself, listen, the guy's going to come back from Mincha. He's going to find it. He's going to find it. I don't have to go make myself a mistake and put myself in a very difficult situation. I'm, you know what? There's no question he's going to get it back. But let's say I find his wallet on the street. And I know good and well that if I don't pick it up and return it, he's never going to get it back. I found it in a place where it's just not going to happen. He's not going to ever get it back. So then, that's called nidochim. If it's on the table in shul, in his seat, if I do nothing, there's a 99.9% chance that by tomorrow morning he'll have his wallet back. So, but there's a 0.1% chance, so maybe I should do the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah. Hashavas Aveda. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say to myself, listen, I don't want to do the mitzvah because doing the mitzvah is going to open up a can of worms. So you know what? I won't do the mitzvah. So maybe I'm coming to say something which is probably not true, but I just wanted to illustrate the point. Maybe the Torah is going to say, you know what, you taka don't have to do the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah will be done by someone else and he'll find it himself. There's a very high probability. And therefore, that's why when it comes to an enemy, it says by an enemy, the only time, No, I'm making a mistake, just the opposite. What I'm trying to say, I realize now, is mamash, just the opposite. That's exactly the point. It says by an enemy, someone that you really, really hate, that even if it's lost a little, it's not lost a lot. And maybe you can argue that he'll get it back. Even if I do nothing, he'll get it back. The Torah says no. The Torah says by this enemy of yours, even if there's only a 0.1% chance that he'll never get it back, you have an obligation to pick it up and to call him and get it back to him ASAP. Let's say the one who lost the wallet was your best friend. I'm busy. I want to go to Mincha now. I don't want to go linger around and do this. So you know what? He's your best friend. There's only a 0.1% chance he won't get it back. Go to Mincha, who cares? The only time when it comes to a friend that you have an obligation to return is only when it's nidochim. It's lost and he'll never get it back. But if he's anyway going to get it back, so you don't have to make yourself a mishug, he'll get it back. But if he's your enemy, you hate his guts, you hate him, oh, then the Torah has higher standards. Then the Torah says, listen, he's your bitter enemy. Now's a good time to make peace. And even if the wallet is not really lost, it's only a 0.1%, only 0.1 lost, even in this case, you have an obligation to go and return the wallet. Is that what it's saying? Is that a pshat in the pasuk? By the enemy, it says the word toyeh, which means just a little bit. By the friend, the achich, it says only when it's nidochim, which means it's lost to such an extreme. Okay, you have to answer the pasuk. Now the Targum, though, for whatever reason, points out he does not differentiate. He does not differentiate. He calls this, in both cases, he calls the word lost, nidochim, means lost, and the word to'eh is lost. He uses the same word, which I'm assuming he used the same word, dito'an. What does dito'an mean? I don't know. I'm assuming the word to'an means lost. I thought it meant to be loaded, a te'ina, a load. Is that how you spell a te'ina? How do you spell a load? How do you spell te'ina? I don't know. I have to look up the words and the gesture. How they check the word tes ayinun? Maybe I make. But it seems like the way he wants to say pshav here in the mat, sorry, it's all the limits. Let's read it again very quickly. Dito'at, ukalis choysev dalde, which means asher, fine. He look, he said asher nidoch. Okay, nidachto. Tirgim v'tite. Kosav haraban. Kan, here, belav, shaloi sira eshorechicha, nidochim, choysev amikra al hanemar b'shamos. This is parallel to what it says in Shamos. It says ki sifka. He's not quoting it correctly here. It's ki sifka. If you meet shor the axe oyivcha of your enemy. Toyeh, there it says the word toyeh, not the word nidochim. The hasam, it was toha midarkoi. There the word is a lightweight, it's a lightweight word. Tomidarkov yochala hatoisa derech beloy omol gadol. It got a little bit lost, and you're able to go and steer it on the road beloy omol gadol. Masha inkin kan shakos of nidochim. The word nidochim means it's lost. On a scale of 1 to 10, how lost are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, so when it says the word to'eh, it's 1. When it says the word nidochim, it means it's 10. It's lost all the way. The word to'an. Okay, everything else is pretty much the same. Now let's go back to Rashi. Just take a quick look at Rashi and see now maybe we can appreciate Rashi a little bit more. No, Rashi is totally silent on this matter. Okay, Rashi only wants to focus on the word hisalamta. Hisalamta, to conceal yourself. Koivesh ayin ki'ilu einaroye. You close your eyes, you restrain your eyes to make believe as if you do not see. So lo sir v'salamta, when you take the two words together, lo sir v'salamta, lo sir oisoi. Don't look at the item. It's a very strange, bizarre expression. Don't look at it so that you should conceal yourself from seeing it. What does that mean exactly? It's an expression. I don't really understand what he means. Don't look at it so that you should make believe you did not see it. Then there's a drasha, loisira kama vehisalamta. Sometimes you're not allowed to make believe that you did not see it. You must return it. And sometimes a person is permitted to make believe he never saw it. Why would a person want to make believe he never saw the lost object? Because it's not lefi kevodai. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He's like a mayor. Mayor Appeldorf is a great Rebbe. And it's not lefi kevodai to go and pick it up out of the garbage and return it. You know
where's all my lost money?
That thing you picked out of the garbage and you brought to shul today, it's very boring. It's like a treadmill.
That's what it is.
It's so boring. Who's going to ever do you one of those? Treadmills are so boring.
While you learn.
Oh, it doesn't work. You have to go for a walk. Treadmills don't work unless you have a chabur. Treadmills only work in a gym, like the Taliban. You saw the movies of the Taliban. They went into the gym for the first time in their lives. They were playing with treadmills for the first time in their lives. Treadmills only work in a chabura, like in a chevra together. To go do it in your house, it's so boring. You have to go for a walk in the street. All right, let's now go back to Rashi. Rashi over here is really not commenting on the first part. The question is, he commenting on the second part of his salamta. So the truth is, it doesn't seem like, what does it say over here? What does it say over here about his salamta, about his salim? It says the words v'sich neshine. That means hide yourself. Right? We're gonna have more in the next pasuk. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk base. Vimlai karai vachi chay lecha v'lo yidato. Let's say your brother is not close to you. He's not close. He's not near you. He's not in range. V'lo yidato, you don't know who he is. What should you do then? V'asavto, you shall gather it in el tech beisecha v'hoye imcha, the animal will be with you. Ad deroi shachicha oisoi. Until he comes looking for it. If you do not know who this belongs to, and... Or let's say you do know who it belongs to, but he lives far, far away and there's absolutely no way to reach him. Let's say he went on the space station and he's not coming back for a couple of weeks. So there's no way for you to reach him. So therefore you just take it into your house and feed it, take care of it, until he realizes that it's missing and he comes to look for it. And then when he knocks on your door and says, did you by any chance see my animal? Oh, I have it. And you take it out of the freezer. And you give it to him. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Beis. Ad roi shachicha v'chi sal al daitcha she yitneu loy koidem she yidrashehu. Frek Rashi Kashu. What is it? Ad roi shachicha. Of course, If you do not know who this belongs to, what do you think? Well, you're going to give it to him before he comes to seek it? You don't even know who it belongs to. Ella, Darsh, so the moment he makes a drasha, the Rosh Hachicha is not going on the Ganef. It's going on the finder. The finder, he shall investigate the person that claims he lost it. Ella Darshayu. Darshayu investigate like vidorashta vichakarta heitev. Make a thorough investigation. Shlo yehi ramai, that the person that's coming to make a claim that this belongs to me should not be a deceiver. You shall return it to him. Now here's the thing: if you have to feed the animal, so how much is the animal worth? The animal, let's make believe the animal is worth $100. How much does it cost to feed the animal every single day? $1. So if he comes back after 50 days to find it, what is the halacha? You tell him, I'll give it to you if you pay me $50. Pay me because I fed your animal for 50 days. So pay me $50 and you'll get back your animal that's worth $100. And that way you'll have a net profit of $50. It was worth it for you. But let's say he comes back after 200 days. So how much then how many days did you feed for 200 days? So how much did you spend on this animal? $200. How much is the animal worth to begin with? $100. So I'm going to say, I'm not giving it back to you unless you pay me $200. So I'll say, keep it already. Keep it. I don't need it. I should pay you $200 and take back an animal that's only worth $100. It's a net loss for me. So keep the animal already. It's not for me, Hashavah. So in a situation where you have to feed it, and the cost of feeding it is going to, and you're going to be reimbursed for whatever you do for it, is going to outweigh the expenses. So then sell it immediately. Sell it, slaughter it, sell it, convert it into cash, liquidate it, and put the money away in the safekeeping. You know the joke I told you a few times about this fellow? This fellow, he had a brother. There were two brothers. One brother was a multi-billionaire, and the other brother was a pauper. And their father died. So the millionaire said to the pauper, listen, Dad, it was a good man, you know what? Let's give him a nice funeral. The best funeral money can buy. I'm a busy guy. You, my brother, the pauper, you take care of it. You make all the arrangements and send me the bill. I'll pay everything for Dad. Dad was such a good guy. Well, let's do it. So the pauper goes and he gets the fanciest funeral home and this and this and this, the fanciest coffin, you name it, he did it. And they have a funeral, and at the end of the funeral, the pauper, he presents the brother, here's the bill. He shows him the bill, a huge amount of money. And the rich brother, he takes out of his pocket, he writes a check, pays the bill on the spot. Okay, very good. A month later, the pauper comes back to the brother with another bill, $50. $50, no. So the rich brother there must have been some expense he left out, no problem. He paid his kids in $50. The next week, nochamol. Next month, nochamol, $50. So the brother, what's going on over here? Every month, $50 for the funeral? I paid out already all this money. Says, you told me I should make do the best for Dad. I rented the most beautiful tuxedo. you like that, man? So that's what this pasuk says. The animal over here, you have to maintain its living expenses. This animal has living expenses. And if when the guy comes back and it comes to seek it, you're going to give him the bill, and the bill's going to be worth more than what the animal is worth, it's not worth it. So liquidate the asset, turn it into cash, put it away in a trust fund for the person. Return it. If you're going to rack up a bill that's going to be worth more than the animal is worth, it's not worth, there's no hashav, the guy will say, keep the animal. Yeah, I'm going to go pay you $200 because the food, you put it away in a hotel for a couple of months, and the animal itself is only worth $100, I don't need this animal anymore. It's a loss to me. You'll demand the money from the owner. Here they said, "Kol davar she'osev yoichel yasev yoichel." If the animal can earn its own keep, if you can take the animal and take it out to the field and it can plow and it can work the land, and this is something which is worth money, because every year you have to pay it, you have to go and rent animals to go do this. So here, this will be one. This will earn its own keep. Davar she'osev yoichel yasev yoichel. Liquidate the assets so you'll put away money. Okay, that's possible. Now let's see the Targum. Targum says, your brother is not near you. He's far away. Obviously, before the days of smartphones, phones and the technology where you can track down anyone. Today, you can track down anyone, anyone you want. He's the, you don't know who he's very far away, and velo yidakle, or you do not know him. Then what should you do? The sich mishine legoy beisach, you shall take it into your house. The hei imach, he should be with you, and the yispa achuch, until he makes a claim of tviya. He comes looking for it. Yosei v'sosivine le, and you will return it to him. Now let's see what he says over here in Pasuk Beis in the Ma'atzari. Le, okay. This derech loshen Rami lo ma yodat le v'lo yodat yosei. Okay. Okay. M'shas yodat loch. I don't know what he means next. V'sich nishinei to ingather. Kosav Rashi. Shaloshen nasifa lebayis. Take it into your house. Perush kenisa av Ramban sham kosav shan nochin kedas unkelis. Shekhtig loshen kibbutz kibshutoi asifa lebayis perusho lihi kabeitz. Now, I don't know what he's saying over here. He's saying there's a machlokes over here. He seems to be indicating that there's a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelis, what the meaning of the word v'sich, what the word means, osoif, the word osoif. According to Rashi,